I definitely feel like 2025 is the year of entrepreneurship, guys. Yeah. We've been seeing young people do some really amazing things. And I'm so excited to say that Nedbank has brought back YouthX, a competition where you guys can apply and win up to 200,000 Rand if you're a part of the top 10.
Yeah, but that's not all, guys. If you are between the ages of 18 and 26, as Tato said, you can enter the YouthX Awards and also get a curated lifestyle experience from Nedbank and as well as a dedicated mentorship.
Yeah, guys, you get a financial advisor and so much more, but you need to have a My
Goals
account or a qualified Nedbank account and, of course, an amazing idea. Don't be disheartened by your idea, guys. There's no such thing as a bad idea. I always say that businesses don't have to be glorified and beautiful. Your business can literally be you finding a way to improve how we collect trash, and that could be a multi-successful business. Before I say figures that I can't, I promise. But I definitely want to say, guys, the link is in the bio. I think don't take your time to think about it. I think click the link in the bio right now. Mm-hmm. Then from there, start applying. See what you need to get to qualify your idea and see what you need. It's very, very simple, guys. All you need is a My Goals account or a qualified Nedbank account and a great idea.
Yeah.
And you can win up to 200,000 rand. So I think don't sleep. These opportunities are so rare.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make sure that you guys get these opportunities as much as possible. So,
guys, click the link. And, of course, T's and C's apply.
Yeah, I also put the link in the comment section for you guys. So it's everywhere. So, yeah, let's get back into the episode. Every man has that one woman he still thinks about. And she's not always the one you'd expect. We're talking about the woman who live in a man's head forever and why. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what it takes for a man to remember you for life. XL Sharp and Hoosie, welcome back to a brand new episode of Sito with Lebo and Tato Rampede. And today's conversation is going to bang and hit hard.
Yeah.
Very, very excited for today. Of course, I'm not alone, guys. I'm with my co-host, Lebo Rampede.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing? We are super excited for today's uncomfortable conversation with Sito with Lebo and Tato Rampede. Before we get the episode started, please, please, please give us 5 stars if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music. And if you're watching on YouTube, and for free, subscribe there. Like, dude, really?
100%.
Like, guys. Really? Like, are you not clocking that we're standing on views? Are you not clocking it? Please, bro.
Also, guys, I just want to say we've really been trying to do a big push for audio listens. So if you watch the podcast on YouTube, thank you so much, my sister. Yeah. But please open up Spotify today. Just give it a chance. I don't mind if you close those YouTube episode or if you come back to, but please give Spotify or Apple Music a chance, guys. It really helps us grow and improve, and we'd really appreciate it. So that's one ask from me today. Guys, so you guys know, Sito, we're going to be speaking about the subject matter we spoke about in the beginning, but also we want to go into how are you, and of course it's going to be a game as we play, and then we're going to close with our, you know, our remarks.
Yeah.
Very excited for today's episode. Let's start with...
How are you? Yeah.
Then take us away.
I'm okay, man. You know, like, I'm right now, I just walk around my house and keep screaming, "What is your name? Creed!" So that's a bit of an addiction that I'm trying to shake.
we should do that TikTok.
So I'm a bit addicted to just screaming that around my place. But it's good. We're training. The boys are training. The boys are waking up early. We're pushing spine. We're pushing business. We're pushing views. You know what I mean?
We're pushing. We're fighting.
You know, there's no payments in line. There's no payments inside. But hey, we're pushing irregardless, you know. I'm very content right now. I'm very content in my current week. I'm not too stressed. I'm not too worried. My body's in pain, a lot of pain, but that's just life. It's the weakness leaving.
Why is your body in pain? It's the weakness leaving.
So, it is profound, nah? Yeah. I literally picture myself of like aura, and it's like the weakness is buying if I don't have that pain. Anyways, yeah, because I've been working out. It's been nice. It's been cool. It's been annoying. It's warming up though. I don't know if you guys noticed outside.
Temperature outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're leaving winter now. So the gym is getting more packed. So funny, I was at the gym yesterday, you know, I was training. Then this girl came and she was wearing, I think it's called body hug. Like it's about body hug there.
Like tights that hug the body.
Body hug, yeah. So she's gymming. But now the whole gym, actually the gym has mirrors like everywhere. So the whole gym is... Look at the body hack. All of a sudden, the weights were heavier, Tato. I could go heavier. So we're pushing, you know what I mean? So it's a good time. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm also good. Like Lebo mentioned, the whole team is doing a 90-day challenge. I'm doing it. He's doing
60,
it.
Yeah.
We're doing 60. So I'm doing a 90-day challenge with Khunze and Tinashe.
Yeah.
Lebo and Percy might be doing a 60-day.
No, I don't know what Percy's doing.
I think Percy's doing a 30-day.
I think Percy's doing for life, eh?
For life.
Yeah, he's doing for life.
So we're all doing a challenge. It's all spiritual. Some of it is gym. Some of it is like business related. For me, my biggest one has been pushing business with my brother.
Yes,
so we've launched an influencer marketing agency. So we're now the middleman between influencers and really high value clients. So we've been doing a lot of sales calls, a lot of meetings, a lot of onboarding, which has been really amazing. And a lot of fun. So if you guys are a company who needs influencers, we're the guys to come to.
Yeah.
I'm really focused on helping brands not speak to the culture, but be a part of the culture. And by also letting them utilize high value influencers. I'm not speaking about like the number of like followers, but then like how tied up is the influencer to your brand. So really making sure we're pairing up brands with the correct niched influencer, you know. A lot of fun, a lot of research, a lot of work, a lot of late nights, a lot of early mornings. Like even today we're shooting the podcast a good hour and a half late because I was finalizing some stuff for a client. So it's been lots of fun, but it's been a nice season of like
change.
Yeah, change. I think like spiritually, business-wise, I've been really hyper-focused on just becoming who I need to be. So like everything that relates to my spirituality and it relates to my business. And seeing myself change has been really, really nice, like more discipline. I'm really practicing when they speak about a church. So like I'll never like, so for example, a church this past Sunday, they were speaking about like, the Holy Spirit and keeping holy and how, you know, when you sin or when you do bad things, it kind of kills the voice of the Holy Spirit and then it kind of prevents you being able to hear the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is what guides you. So in that, I've become a better gen. Like I've really stopped, like, you know,
becoming a better man.
Yeah. Becoming a better man. Like I stopped this thing of like, for example, let's say I'm at church and then the pastor's preaching. And then I get into my car and then I'm there with whoever I went to church. I'm like, hey, pastor, add him. Also him. He can preach, but. So I've stopped the buts in life. I've stopped the, level's cool, but hey, he irritated me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I've stopped speaking negatively about people.
Yeah.
Not that I used to be like, But like, I've really been practicing that. And I've been doing that with my friends. So it's been really, really cool.
Yeah.
And it's just, I feel like I'm training a muscle that's making me a better man.
Yeah.
And that's been fun to do. Like training a muscle that makes me a better man. Because it gives you more peace. Yeah. And you learn that, okay, cool, don't go this direction.
Yeah, it's wrong.
This direction,
It's like swearing.
It's like stopping to swear, So that's been a lot of fun. So yeah, so I've just been trying to become a better man. And it's I've been seeing the benefits of it. I mean, it's only been 3 days. Yeah, because church is on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've also been doing this thing where I go to church twice on a Sunday.
Twice?
Yeah, it's cool.
What's wrong? You didn't get the full message or what?
So it's different messages. So I'll go to 9:30 service.
Oh, each service is a different message.
Yeah.
That's nice, eh?
So I go to the 9:30 service and I'll go at 6. So I go with my home cell leader. It's nice. I feel like the 9:31 kind of like sets you into the day. Then you do your day. Then you go back at 6 and it sets you into your evening and into the next day. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, so different messages. That was nice. So I went to church twice on Sunday. That was really nice.
Twice, Munna! So that means in a month now, you're going to church. Eight times. Yeah, Sunday.
Home salt every Wednesday.
Four, 12. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Home salt every Wednesday. So yeah. But it's nice, bro. Like I remember on Monday I was missing church. Like you missing, you're in for it. So it's like I don't mind. I really want to be there. Yeah. So it's like a thing of like
I'm not shaming you. I'm shocked. I'm like, yo, it's nice.
It's nice. Like I'm really excited for home salt tonight. But yeah, it's been. That's me.
Yeah.
What did we used to speak about? We used to speak about so much more in our how I use.
We used to talk about our body, spirituality.
Problems. We don't have any problems anymore.
I do have problems. Bro. Oh. I just don't like speaking about my problems. Because my problems can hear me and then they're like, I know, I'm cooking, ne? So I don't want my problems to hear me.
Also, another big thing, I told myself that I'm going to stop speaking about things I'm going to do.
Real.
Because
that's another thing I've
at church, they were saying that the devil only knows what you say out loud. And I feel like this motherfucker might be like hearing me saying like, yo, I'm going to start doing this thing and then
prevents.
Yeah, and guys, like I think I spoke about in the previous episode. Yeah. The devil can be intrinsic and external.
Yeah.
So I refer to the devil in two ways. Like I refer to the devil as the devil that exists and just like human beings in society. Yeah. So it's like sometimes I'll speak about an idea and someone can steal it or someone can try harm it or someone can put it in danger out of like jealousy or anger towards me. But yeah.
Oh, I do want to talk about one more thing. So we were at Groove this previous week and went to a popular spot. It's called Blanco on 7th, right? And yeah, guys, I think I'm getting too old for Groove. I think it was on the fourth Yeo that I was like, wow, hey, like I'm really out of my element here. Hey, guys, did we just do a Yeo, like two songs ago, bro? Yeah. We're already doing another Yeo and I'm lost. When did everyone go to school for Groove?
Yeah.
People just say, hi, no, no, no. And then everyone goes, yeah. Like, dude, you know what I'm talking about? Like, all these new, I'm losing
this new
track
chance
of the culture, of the new chants in the Groove. Bro.
Yeah. I think we've outgrown it, eh? I think we've given it a chance.
Yeah.
It's time for the people that are for it.
Because the first year, I was like, wait. I was like, yeah. So I was like, what the hell? But
yeah, let's go into Taritaba, what's been happening in the past. We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
I know with me, I was at a premiere last night, Disney Plus, new Alien movie. It was really cool with a bunch of influencers.
Have you seen, I want to say a big trend right now for this whole viewing thing. Like, so we have these brands, Netflix, Disney Plus, they'll do like a viewing, they'll bring gang influencers and etc. And then just hope they post, etc. And then give them maybe photographs of them in front of a sign. It's very smart for brands.
Yeah, but it's more than that, eh? They don't hope that you post. They insist you post. Like yesterday, I went to the Plus One, lovely lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I'm really working for this ticket, hey? Because I got there. And she's like, oh, Tato, perfect. The photo booth is that, the red carpet is that side. Okay, come, red carpet, take a photo. Act like an alien. I'm like, huh? But act like an alien. I'm like, ah! But can you hold the kick? I'm like, hold the kick. I'm like, yeah. You get me?
Yeah, because they're trying to make it fun, upbeat. I get
After
it.
After that, now the brand manager comes to you, hey, we would love if you could just take a story takeover of the Disney Plus Instagram page. I'm like, of course, I love the brand. Let's do it. But those events, I'm starting to see that I might have to start saying it costs this amount for my presence.
Because if you think about it, like, you know, for example, I know I get invited to these like
screenings,
openings and stuff, like, quite often. And I always think about, like, okay, what is the value? Like, the value of me being there, they take a photo and stuff. It's the same value as me working there, etc. You know what I mean? So it's very difficult ones, but still, very nice one. Very cool.
I mean, I was more happy to see, like, my boys. I got to see I didn't greet him. I just saw him from a distance. He was there with Sasha. That was nice. I spent most of my time with CK, Petunia, and Grace.
Who else was invited from the boys?
Our friends.
Yeah.
No one was there.
Oh, okay.
I think Quint was invited though. But I was with CK, Petunia, and Grace. And then I got to see Abo. Yeah. Other guys. Yeah. Paki, I saw Paki. That was cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I saw Lebo from.
Kind of they have like a Disney team. They have a Disney team.
Yeah. So they were explaining to me. I'll tell you off the pod.
Off the pod, yeah.
Yeah, they're telling me some juice and say.
Let's talk a bit about Open Chats podcast. That's a crazy one that's been happening.
Hey,
they were trending for like 4 days.
4 days?
Like a week.
Like a week and a bit.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know what to say.
I think there's power in calling out something that's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when things are wrong, we should call them out.
Yeah, guys. Also,
we should address this whole thing. We should address them, right?
Yeah.
And we should say, like, okay, cool. No, this thing, like, you know, that's wrong. But I can also see when someone is doing something for their own gain.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, call something out and then let's address it. Mm. But then I feel like some people have been going a bit harder than usual.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? You know? Like, a wrong is a wrong. Then we address the wrong. Mm. But then I think people are capitalizing on it. And for me, it's so silly because I feel like people are also allowing for themselves to be distracted by bigger things.
Yeah.
Because now we've got the colored community going against the black community going against the colored community. And it's like, guys, yes, this thing was said, but let's not let this thing distract us.
Yeah.
What we should be doing is viewing each other as beings
and
unifying. But yeah, continue.
I don't know. I saw it more like in the podcast world. I was like, guys, you have to understand, you know, like just as podcasters, we are not news brands. We are not News 24. We are not the Sunday Times, etc. This is an opinionated sport. You know what I mean? And sometimes we're going to get it wrong. You know what I mean? And I want to urge even our audience that, like, yo, if you don't agree with something that we say, like, we are always open to learn. I feel like that's what I'm trying to say. Like, let this become a two-way street. Because I find it that, like, you know, podcasters get so absorbed with their own opinion. They just start spewing, like, nonsense onto a mic because no one is regulating them. You know what I mean? No one is regulating them. But, yeah.
I think that's important. I mean, those, what they said was wrong.
100%,
bro. Even the second video, that was also wrong. I feel like there was lack of accountability also.
But it's also...
And it's needed because we can't have a space like this that's jeopardized and being looked at and tarnished by open chats.
No, but I'm saying the audience never regulates them.
Yeah.
Like this was... You must understand the people that are regulating them now are externals.
Yeah.
From the... Not the... Yeah. The recurring viewers.
I think we forget the power of words as beings also, ne? Like, and guys... Someone, for example, I can tell you that he has really, really bad taste in shoes when he's 15.
Yeah.
Or he can read, hey, LeBron Pace got bad taste in shoes. You've inspired insecurity in for him for the rest of his life.
Mm.
And a future partner, a future girlfriend, a future friend or a pastor or someone at church has to now give him 1,000 words of reassurance to cure that.
Yeah.
So when you get people talking shit online, it's bad for... humanity, bro. Yeah. So I think people's words need to be held accountable because you're literally inspiring insecurity into so many people.
What's
and it's bad. And now even for us, when it's time to monetize, when I say I'm pushing podcasts, they say, hey, McG, open chats. Hey,
It's
bad for business, bro.
It's bad for business.
So I think it's good that we'll hold accountable. Bad they must business. Learn, boom, tour and bull, you know, they're really cool brutes, but then they must learn they did wrong.
Yeah.
And they must be held accountable.
Yeah, but we've seen the apologies online and stuff, and obviously we understand people are apologetic and stuff, but we just hope in future, like, as podcasters, us in the podcast community, can we have some sort of ethic code or something? Nah, you know how, like, news people have, like, ethics? We don't have any ethics in podcasting.
You're in a niche which doesn't need the code to
be ethical.
The code won't affect you.
Yeah.
And your performance. Yeah. Once you throw the code to Boom MacG, Libo, open chats, it's going to affect their views and their performance. You know what I'm saying? So you can say that, but
you guys must also understand, like, as much as we, you know, we as a community, we as a social media, we shame this and we know that it's wrong. This is what sells in SA. I want you guys to understand.
Yeah, it's the content, chaos. It's the content you guys want to consume. Yes, also as
chaos sells in South Africa, not traditional, helpful, educational media.
Yeah,
chaos sells. If you know, I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
chaos is what sells in SA. That is why Ghost is so big. That is why MacG is so big. That is why all of these people are so big because chaos sells.
In other news, there was such a powerful unity of like influencers overseas that really pushed sales, right? So Diary of a CEO had an amazing, I want to get the right name.
Yeah.
He had an amazing...
This conversation with you.
What do you call it, man? He keeps changing the title. This guy's always testing, you know? But basically, had a bunch of experts come together who are money-making experts, and they had like a debate on the different frameworks that they use for success. Because I want to tell you about also be educational, man.
Yeah.
What's been happening and what can affect you? So he basically had Alex Hormozy. I think another lady's name is Candace. And somebody, Alex Hormozy, Candace himself, and somebody else. I'm going to put the link to this thing in the description. I think if you're pushing anything in life when it comes to sales, business, self-improvement, watching this 2 hour and 20 minute long video can really change your thinking and your mindset, even the way you deal with people. I haven't even watched all of it yet. I watched it in parts based on what I need in the season or in my past 2-3 days. But yeah, really, really powerful. Shout out to Stephen Bartlett. Very, very influential, powerful, smart man.
Yeah. Can I add one more thing to that?
Yeah.
Do you see the whole who's the king of YouTube between La Siza and Ghost?
Yeah. Also love
that.
What
you think about that? I thought that was nice.
I think La Siza is smart for entertaining the beef.
Because this is so good for
it's good for
us.
Both of them.
It's everyone. Yeah. Chief.
And I like the level that La Siza was clapping back at.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
La Siza was clapping back at a higher editing level, like that chessboard thing, editing. He's showing that I am at a high level when it comes to production, and then Ghost is like, you can be a high level,
but I can. But do I got some
phone. I'm just as big as you, Chief.
But I love what it sends to the youth that, like, yo, guys, like, both these two people are very respected in the influencer world, and you can do it with a phone, and you can do it with a production team. What? It just means that you can do it.
It's possible.
It's possible. So that was what I was taking from.
But there were some people saying, let's talk about the real G's that should be in the conversation. They were like, MacG should be in the conversation
as king of YouTube.
Yeah.
In South Africa.
Yeah, they also spoke about somebody else.
I don't know. Yeah, king of podcasting in South Africa? Sure. But YouTube is its own category of videos, vlogging, styles. Like, We're talking YouTube, you know. Yeah, what I mean?
I think it's two good candidates.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's two. Like, I think that, like, I can't think of anybody at that level who else can. Because when
the biggest, when we say,
was doing it, it didn't make sense for Omar to be a part of it.
But when we say the biggest,
with love and respect, Omar.
We once said on the content on this podcast, the biggest content creator in Africa is Lesizwe. We once said that. Remember,
in Africa.
We once said that. I'm just telling you that.
But it's not, because I mean, you get Wood and Maya, who's way bigger.
Yeah, true. But I'm just saying, people. We once said that on this podcast. I remember.
Yeah, he's like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
top ten. Top five.
Like, if you want to join the fight, go join the fight.
Top five.
But then there's some that can't and some that can.
I mean, Mikali's top three.
Then no.
Everybody in Africa knows Mikali.
Not Africa. You know, you've never been to Rwanda, yeah. Nigeria, Ghana. You don't know what they're watching.
Been to Botswana, been to
Swaziland.
I've been to Lesotho. I've been to the border. You mustn't discard me. What does going there do? I'm telling you what I know.
Yeah, I'm saying views. Mikali, no, man. Like, she had emotion at a specific time and period.
Yeah.
But when we're talking top dogs, maybe she can see queen, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's been happening. But let's get into the segments. The first segment, the myth versus the reality. So, some common assumptions that ladies have been making and thinking that allows them to be a lady that can stay in our mind forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to name a few. And you should let me know if they're real deciding factors. And we can speak about the stereotypes and the truth. So the first one is beauty.
Yeah, that's not at all.
Hmm?
It's not. It's not the determining factor at all. Like, beauty is not a determining factor at whatsoever.
Yeah.
What do you think? I don't think so.
I think beauty is not the reason that will make me stay with the woman.
Yeah.
Beauty won't make me build a life with the woman.
Yeah.
Beauty will make me be attracted to a woman.
Yeah.
Engage with the woman. And create that first hello, hi, but it won't allow for me to.
Yeah. It gets you there.
It gets me there.
But that's where it ends.
That's where it
ends. I don't think it's something that's like going to stay in my mind for the rest of my life. Like, this girl is so beautiful that I can never forget her face. What I've met. Yeah. We live in South Africa, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of pretty South girls. African women. A lot of beautiful women.
You'll see the next beautiful girl.
Our group chat always speaks about the amount of beautiful girls that want level.
And this is like some false law that happens in our group chat. I don't know what it is.
Okay, what about wealth?
That could make me remember someone forever. It couldn't make you remember someone forever. Eh? Mm. Babe, surprise, Cape Town trip. That would make me remember something. Like a girl forever. I remember there was a girl that when I was in Cape Town, once with my friends, we were celebrating, I don't know what. Just chilling, whatever. I was texting this girl and I was like, I miss you so much. And she was in Joburg, I was in Cape Town. I was like, I miss you. She's like, you really miss me? I'm like, yeah, I miss you. She's like, you really miss me? The next day, she bought herself a ticket to come to Cape Town.
Mm.
And she was like, yo, I already said you miss me. I can book down somewhere if you don't want me to stay with you. But and I was like,
will that make...
Yes, I still remember the story bed for Ben.
That make it a woman that you'll never forget.
I will never forget that. Yeah, I'll never forget her. Yeah.
Because, guys, I think we won't answer this podcast superficially.
No, I'm being honest.
We're going to be honest with you guys. I think wealth can definitely make you memorable.
Yeah.
But it won't make me stay.
Yeah. But she wasn't even my girlfriend. And you must understand, sometimes the girl that's going to stay in a man's mind for the rest of his life might not be the woman he dated. Might be a woman he met and had a conversation with. Are you aware?
So you think back to this woman and you're saying, I wish I could have. That's the one. Because we all know we've got those two, three girls, or one girl, or maybe zero girls that you have in your mind. You're like, if I did things like this with this girl.
Let's divide it. So there's girls that I wish that I changed the particular action that, like, I wish I could have done something
from your
different.
Side or even their side.
From my side or from their side. Then there's the girls that I'm like, wow, hey, like.
I won't forget you.
You did what you had to do.
Yeah.
You left no crumbs. Let's get the bill. You ate.
Okay.
And then there's the last group of girls. The girls that I've never met. I've never spoken to. I've seen them online and I'm like, wow, we would be perfect together.
Yeah.
That's the large group of people. Okay. I feel like we all have those people also.
So we can say that wealth will make us remember you, but not make you remember you to the point where we want to be with you again.
Yeah.
It's definitely. Just like, oh, that was a nice experience, because maybe it's rare to experience that.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. The last one. Okay, no. The last one is social status.
That is why my name...
No, social status is...
Daddy is why...
Social status, let's describe social status.
What is social status?
Because I was reading it wrong. I was looking at it from a popularity perspective.
Like, if they're popular or not popular.
Yeah.
No, isn't social status like where they are, middle class, lower class, and then rich, top percentile?
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember my answer from wealth?
Yeah. Okay. I think for me personally, social status has never prevented me from being with somebody.
It also has never prevented me from being with them.
So social status has never stopped me. You're saying it's never stopped
me? Yeah, it's never stopped me, but memorable. I'm going to forget you fast, eh? I'm going to forget you fast. I'm going to try to forget you fast. I'm going to try to forget you fast.
If there was an imbalance in social status.
Yeah, bro, because that means that there's going to be a large lenience. Like, you're going to lean towards me more. You're going to depend on me more.
You're speaking from the perspective of... What happens
as a provider. What happens if
she has a higher social status?
Like I said, wealth. I'm going to remember you more. There's me. Below me, I'm going to forget you. Higher than me, I'm going to remember you. Do you understand it now?
Okay, I get you.
You understand it.
Yeah, I think for me, social status would never prevent me from being with someone.
Yeah. Do you think it could affect
memorability? No. There's girls who have been with Wills. I don't remember them. Maybe.
Let's do this. Let's say you're at Coco's house, né? Like in Limpopo.
Yeah.
Taking a walk, cool. You're in the Ville, you know what I mean? Like, our grandmother's from the village. We're not ashamed to say it. That's where we're from.
Why would we be ashamed to say it?
I'm saying we're not ashamed. So okay. She's from the Ville. You're taking a walk, right? What? You're going to get some water in the Ville, right? You see a painting. 10 out of 10 carrying a bucket of mangoes on her head, right? And she's just tobela, looking out. Everything, you have a conversation, everything is going well. Now, you know you're from Joburg.
Yeah.
You know you're from Johannesburg, right? You do know. Are you taking this further? Are you going to try like long distance? Like everything she said was like perfect. You're like, wow, I'm in. You going to date that girl? I'm not going to date that girl, bro. She lives too far. Yeah, our worlds are completely different.
It depends. I mean, if I really have a moment with her.
Yeah. Now you're like, I'm at Alta Bar. She thinks you're at church.
If I had a moment with her, I think it'll depend on what her future looks like. So if she says, no, listen, I'm studying. I've got plans of going to UJ. Okay. I've got plans to what? I'm almost done.
So it doesn't matter social status. Her education matters for you. Memorable. I'm trying to show you that there's something that's going to matter.
Yeah, education means important to me.
Okay, so the education part is important. Yes. So if a person doesn't have a degree, for you, is that bad?
I can't marry someone that doesn't have a degree.
You can't marry someone who doesn't have a degree. No. You know, God can take your words and slap you with them and show you you are very capable of it. Without a degree. I'm telling you the
like
truth,
if you don't
man.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't marry someone that doesn't have a qualification.
Okay, maybe okay. Let me re-answer. Maybe I'm wrong. Because I'm picturing myself in that scenario. I see myself falling deeply in love.
Yes.
Sending messages.
She goes, oh my gosh, I'm actually moving to Auckland Park in 6 months.
Yo, why Auckland?
Because she's moving to Brighton in 6 months.
Yo, it's up.
This place like, called, and she names your apartment building.
Ah, boy.
Okay, now I'm in a fairy tale.
Yeah, now this is Cinderella.
Yeah, sure,
but I get you.
Okay, cool, awesome. I liked that. I really enjoyed that. Let's go into the second segment, the emotional imprint.
The emotional imprint.
So how did someone make you feel for you to make them memorable? Did you feel safe? Did you feel seen? Did you feel heard? How authentic was she? What's her character? So let's describe the type of person that we know at the back of our head and what they did for us to never forget them. I can answer almost immediately.
Okay, you go first.
Attention to detail. I'm going to say what you want to say. Man, like, I was once with this girl, man. And she was so hyper-focused on what makes me happy. From a joy perspective, from a sexual perspective, from a spiritual perspective, from the way she would behave. Mm. And she would even pinpoint friends that would anger me. And she would say, I don't think you should hang out with this guy. Because I don't like seeing you upset. My man. I'll never forget this woman in my life. I think you know exactly who she is. Yeah. She's a very, very lovely.
I'm trying to think about mine without
lovely
crying.
Lady. without crying. Yeah, my eyes are still tearing up.
I'm even tearing, hearing you. I'm like, real. Facts.
Yeah, so someone that really, and then.
Facts.
And then someone that also like, guys, I've seen the power of like, what's affirmation, hey? You're so handsome.
Yeah.
You work so hard.
Ish.
What you're building is so powerful.
Yeah. These lights are strong. These lights are strong.
What you're building is so powerful. I'm proud of you. Yeah. You're capable. You get me? So I've seen that attention to detail makes a woman memorable because it's like, wow, somebody actually cared about me.
I saw a TikTok, right? And this guy was like, would you go on a date with your ex-girlfriend if we paid you 250,000 rand? And in the comment section, the guy was like, I do it for a beggar. And then the one said, pay.
Please assist. I need you. Assist me.
Another one was just like, just help me. Yeah, nah, just help me contact her. So I want to just take us to something which is a bit controversial. Sometimes our most memorable aren't the people that we treated the best for men. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
Not, of course not.
Which is why we're not with them anymore. There's a reason men remember these women with such fondness, with such care. It's because they understand that they wish they could have given the man that they are today to them. Mm. You understand? That is why we remember them heavy. Because we regret, so we are guilty.
We wish we could give them the man that we are today to them now.
Now. It's like people don't know, you know, when we think of our exes, we don't think of them with love. We don't think of them, hey, I wish we could kiss one more time. We think of them with, I wish I could just spend time with them. Mm. Why do we do that? Because we understand how that person made us feel, the space that they made us feel. But you know the type of person that you were back then and why you guys
couldn't get along.
Could not get together. But you know now that the man that you are was perfect for that relationship. Isn't it true?
I agree with you. I wouldn't say the man that I am now is, okay, in my personal capacity, the man I am now is not perfect for my exes yet. I think if the man that I am now had to be perfect for this one specific ex, I might go back.
Yeah.
But I know that, okay, in a maturity level, in a thinking way, and the her behavior, there's too many clashes. I can't go back. But I hear what you're saying, though.
Yeah. But I'm also wrong, also, because there's also, because I don't know, I can really see the comment section. There's also a lot of problems with them that they weren't ready to be my perfect partner.
Yeah, that's what I brought up now.
Yeah.
Also, like,
so what you're saying is very important.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting.
So answer the question.
What do you mean?
You haven't told us what makes you stay. Just explain to us an analogy.
What do you mean?
Remember I said that, like, for me, it's attention to detail.
Yeah, I haven't even answered.
You said some brilliant points, but
it's hard for me to say, you know, what would keep a woman into my mind and etc. What kept a person. But I definitely think it's what type of joy did that person bring out of me? You know, there's some partners that I would literally hold in my stomach crying of laughter or crying of joy or just feeling this warmness, you know. There was a time, I can tell you a story. Yeah. There was a time I was dating this girl in university and there was a time I was dating this girl in university and we had a swear jar. I know it's like, bizarre. It's cartoonic, but that's just how we were. We had a swear jar. And I remember that we were broke. We had nothing to eat. Electricity, yeah, it was a beep, beep, beep. You guys know that sound? Beep, 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 beep. When it gets to red. And she was like, you know what? Let's use the swear jar. So we take the swear jar. We see we have like, dude, yeah, it's funny. We had like 10 rand, maybe. Nah. And she's like, let's go get ice cream. Let's go walk and get ice cream right now. And then we walked and we went to Mamush. You remember Mamush? Shout out Mamush if you still watch. And she had, you know, those basically Oros ice creams, no branded, what. We took two of those and we took a photo together and then we like literally cheers and stuff. And I remember the type of joy I felt that like, yo, this person has my back, even at my last cent. This person has my, like even just an ice, even just a flavored ice cream made me feel like I was in Cape Town. Yeah. Or like I'm trying to show you the type of joy.
Yeah, and your financial status didn't affect how she viewed you.
How she loved you. How she loved me. She loved me for me. For me.
Woo.
Is that a good enough answer for you?
Okay.
Guys, I'm not crying. I'm just laughing.
Let's move on to the next.
But that's my answer.
I agree. Yeah. So now we speak about the unexpected qualities.
Yeah.
some things that we you would never think would make you, some things you would never think would make a woman memorable. I think I liked one of them that you mentioned, which is humor.
Yeah.
Like, I think humor is one that's very unexpected. Like, the fact that your girlfriend can make you laugh will make you really
enjoy
wanna stay. Yeah, what are some other things?
She must fall in line to your humor.
No.
Like, you guys must have the same.
Oh, I was actually, type. I was in my book. I'm reading this book, The Art of Never Split the Difference.
Yeah.
Right? It's by Mark Zoll or Alex Zoll, something like that.
Yeah.
I'll put in the description. Yeah. They were speaking about this thing about mirroring and the act of mirroring in negotiation.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So if you say, like, you're trying to sell me this thing. Right? So say, like, this thing costs something.
10 Rand.
10 Rand. So give me a sentence.
I'd like to sell you this thing for 10 Rand.
You'd like to sell me this thing for 10 Rand?
You'd like to sell me this thing for 10 Rand?
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so mirroring will be like repeating what he's saying, and then you copy his body language, right? And that works because subconsciously, when people in relationships, in friendships, get along, they start speaking the same and start mirroring each other's body language.
Yeah.
If you watch these podcasts back, I'm sure that when I always change it, actually move in the same direction.
Yeah.
Our lingo is the same.
We'll do this, a sign of our bodies saying
that they trust each other.
Yeah.
And that we are in sync.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, you'll see us do things at the exact same time.
Mm.
So you'll see us fix each other at the exact same time. It's not even a thing of like levels seeing me do it, and then he does it. So there's a term for it, but then mirroring is a good term. But like I'm saying, mirroring subconsciously to the human body is a way of showing trust and happiness.
Yeah.
So now when your partner starts exhibiting your humor, it shows that you guys are in sync.
When she's putting a six pack into the fridge and saying, "Braya, I can switch on the PlayStation." You're like, "Yo."
Okay, that's a bit
I'm just saying, like, you're looking at her like you're looking at her like, "Yo, this guy is so cool, so nice. This bro is so cool." And you're realizing, why, she's just becoming you. Let's play music. Put on some Drake, baby. Put on some Drake. You're like, "Yo, facts." Now you're having fun. You're like, "But I would have chosen Drake. Like, she's just becoming me. That's why I like her so much." So, yeah. So, I get what you're saying about this mirroring thing.
So, So, I definitely think, so things that, like, I think copying the way I speak, having humor can definitely make you memorable.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's being so confident in your own personality. Like, no matter how goofy or geeky or weird, that's who you are. And it allows for me to build character development on you.
I also want to add that, like, and this is for women back at home, you know, like, life is already extremely, 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 extremely stressful. You know what I mean? And sometimes being the peace in a man's life is also something I want to say that's very quite memorable.
Mm.
I wanted to add that in the previous one, but I don't know how to say it.
How does the peace look like?
The peace looks like joy, like I said. It looks like fun when you're around them. You don't wait to leave them to go have fun. They are the fun, you know what I mean? And that's literally how I see it also. Sorry, I just wanted to add that to my previous answer.
Because
I was just like, "Yo, what else makes a woman memorable? Peace."
I was with Treyway on Monday. I was getting a haircut. And he was telling me one of his biggest prayers is to be the peace to everyone around him and to have peace inside of him. So I get that because I was like, "Oh, that's a powerful prayer." Now when you say that, I'm like, "Oh, okay." You know, having someone bring you peace is also nice. Because I wouldn't like, it's nice for me to be around, like, if I'm in like a...
Hey, that guy, I'm just saying, sorry, I'm just shocked that Treyway could pray for such a dangerous thing. He might lose a girlfriend, a fiance, when you pray for peace, God eliminates all the things that are unpeaceful in your life. That you love also. So that's a very dangerous prayer. I never pray for peace. I never pray for strength. I never pray for happiness. I pray to survive. I say, "God, get me through this day." You guys must... I said this in the previous podcast. That's a very dangerous prayer. Peace. Especially peace. Because peace can look different in TV breaks. Now all of a sudden the house is peaceful now. Phone gets damaged. Now your life is peaceful. Must be very careful, Chief.
I hear you.
I'm just saying. I know you're like, "What?" But I'm just saying.
But yeah, like, for me, it's like that thing of, if I'm around a romantic partner, I want to be able to fall asleep easily,
yeah.
fall into a nap easily, yeah. relax easily, have a clear mind,
yeah.
which I think I'm describing
peace.
Peace, yeah.
I want to flip the question back to you. I know, sorry, it's your part, but let's just give it. What are some traits of the forgettable woman then?
So
I won't lie. Like,
so many. I just thought of 15 different things at the same time.
Yeah, same. Same.
Like women that are self-centered in, when it comes to dialogue. Like everything we speak about is your stuff. Like I don't mind a yapper. I love me a good yapper, right? Yeah. But like if we only speak about you and every time I bring up something about me, you bring up something about you. Yeah. Like you can yap for like 5 minutes. Then I'm like, oh, crazy, you know, even me, like, you know, my aunt's talking to me. Your aunt, you know, my aunt, whoa. Mm-hmm. Like, let me just get you a mirror, bro.
For me, it's the for you page, honey. You know, you go out and then everyone knows her. She goes to greet that one kwa in the corner and then she comes back. Everyone in likes. I click it for you page. Everyone saw her. Can greet, can comment, can speak, can share, can download. Everybody, that's the most forgettable one. Because it's like, yo, dude, like a woman with a lot of, who has access, or a lot of people have access to that woman is not for me whatsoever. I think I forget you in a second. Like, you're so forgettable. Because this is not special. That's what's also very important for the memorable.
I don't know many
woman.
Of you guys are thinking at home, I'm not even a nice guy. I'm not even a people's person.
Wes.
Okay, be a people's person Wes. For the guys that want to remember the, people's people.
The moment you start saying, what if I it's not possible.
Also, guys, a lot of the things we're going to say today are going to hurt.
No, these are my truths.
Yeah, I'm saying they're going to hurt how they feel.
Mm. If they're those people.
Yeah, but also remember that, like, this is what we think.
Yeah.
So don't have to adjust and change yourself based off of Tato and Lebo's opinions. Yes. Unless you want a Tato or a Lebo.
Yeah.
Then maybe you can adjust.
I'm just telling you my truth.
Yeah.
I really don't like it.
Yeah.
Then you know someone, you're talking to someone, taps a show that, oh my God, I haven't seen you in the... Then someone taps her, and then someone taps her back, Chomi, can you please charge my phone? And, oh, sure, I've got you, 20 back. How do you know everyone here, bro? How do you work here? do you work here? Like, I really don't like women like that. You enter the bouncers going, high five, Ma Samantha. Hi, boss. No, I don't.
Is it the new one?
Oh, yeah, but man. I don't want to take care of him.
I hear you. I mean, this is the best analogy since this one was your Malomile Sharp analogy.
I really despise this one. Types of hand like that.
Yeah, look, because once they would describe this analogy as the Malomile Sharp.
Yeah.
It's similar to this. Like, it's not that the whole world knows her. She wants to know the whole world. So in the car, as you're driving in the car, as you get to the gate, she sees the guy in the window, you're giving them the code 5-2. She's there, Malomile Sharp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she gets into the... Now I'm just saying a joke again, but she goes into the games night. She goes,
it's those
guys.
Girls that, like, I know this type of girl because they, you guys also know them because they're exactly the type of girls that post that ask me a question link anonymous thing on there. Yes! It's those girls. Everybody talk to me. Everyone talk to me. I don't even want to know your name. Just talk to me. Give me attention. Do you remember that when that thing was popular, everyone was doing it? There are hands that are still doing it to this day. Screenshotting 100 niggas, asking them a question. Hey, are you from Bloom from Dying? Am I wrong?
No, you're not
wrong. I'm not wrong.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I know I'm speeding here, Chief.
Okay. How can... So what type of breakups now, the way the breakups end, make a woman unforgettable? You get me?
Mm. The hard ones, man. For context, I've only been broken up with all my relationships. I've only broken up with one person. I've only broken up with two people in my life. Mm. Only two people in my life. I've only broken up with two people in my life. The rest had broken up with me. I only really remember the ones I broke up with. So I really think that the memorable, like I said earlier, the most memorable woman, usually, I know this is quite messed up, is the one that we're guilty about. that we're guilty, that we wish we could have done this, could have done that, could have done this, could have done that. So the ones that also we hurt the most are memorable as well. It's just quite sad, you know? Because you must understand, there's certain women that took a lot of...
The ones I hurt the most, I don't remember them, but I hear what you're saying.
No, but the ones that we hurt the most, you know, emotionally, for example, you know, those are the ones that indirectly, I know it sounds really...
But there's some that are feeling hurt that was not inflicted by you, but they just enjoy the idea of feeling hurt.
Yeah.
So I can't feel bad for them, nor can I remember them. But I hear what you're saying.
I'm
just projecting a personal experience.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, like, a person can take a lot from you.
Yeah.
Like, let's say when you vent about, you know, running a business, whatever, a person's absorbing that. Let's say you do it every single day.
Yeah.
A person absorbs that for you every single day because they love you.
Yeah.
They care for you. They leave that space for you. You know what I mean? So those people that in my past were like, I hurt and stuff, they always allowed me so much space and room for growth to be a better person.
Yeah.
And so many times I failed them. That's what makes them so memorable. That's like, yo, I wish now, if they knew me now, how different of a man I am. I was still growing up. I was still a kid.
Yeah.
But I want to say, one last thing. I want to say that, you know, when we're in our 20s, a woman can look to you, Tato. I can't believe this. When you are a 20-year-old man, a 19-year-old woman can look to you and say, I'm going to love you forever. And you just have to play along, man. Whether you believe it or not, as a boyfriend, you have to play along. Because if you don't play along, this person's going to leave you. The moment you think, don't you guys ever feel the pressure to be like, when a woman tells you, man, I can't wait for this, our wedding day. Don't you guys ever feel the pressure to be like, Chief, hey, what happens if, you know, we don't
get married?
Get there. When she's there like, yo, we should name our kids. You say, hey, man, I mean, I don't know if I would make you a mother. I don't know if I would make you a mother, but I would date you. I would date you, but I wouldn't make you a mother. You guys never feel that dying need to talk to you, talking to stage like that? Like when she's saying things like...
I've never heard that.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
But I hear I can see where it can come from.
Yes.
Like I agree with you. Yes. Like, I feel like I'll never let a talking stage get to that point where they start saying things like that. If I didn't...
Even when she's dating first. You. There are men, there are boyfriends that look at their girlfriends like, I can't wait to meet my wife. I don't think you understand.
I don't understand. I never date to like... I do understand. Let me not make it about me. I understand and I get you. I think most men feel like
yes,
this.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's true. It's true. So what I'm trying to say also is that for women listening, sometimes whenever you think you're memorable, they are planning ahead. You are memorable for the moment. I like this now.
Yeah.
But later on, there are some men that are like that, guys. I'm being honest with you. There are some men that are that cruel. That are that evil, that are that selfish. Just like there are women like that also, you know what I mean? So
yeah. I think one thing that also makes women memorable, and I think we touched on it, but it's the what if.
Yeah, the what ifs, yeah.
Like the what if. When a woman has a higher potential of what if, that's not a good way to be memorable. We're talking in line of a breakup. But whenever I'm like, yo, what if she didn't stay in Cape Town?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll fall in love and then it becomes long distance. Let me tell you something. You'll find your soulmates and then it becomes long distance the next week.
But you know, I've also learned that distance makes the heart fonder.
It does,
so you'll think that you're in the most amazing relationship. No, your hand just stays far.
No, but I really think I've met two types of couples. The couples that like live close to each other, wada, and the couples that stay far from each other. The connection of the couples that stay far from each other is so deep. It is so raw. It is so heavy. It's so big compared to the couple that stays together, sees each other all the time. I really do think that. Yeah. Even though the couple that stays together, they'll have a greater dynamic,
but it makes sense, though. Like, I mean, it's amplifying something that works really well in relationships. I'm talking about if you see your girlfriend Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
She leaves Tuesday. You don't see her until Saturday. The way you're going to greet on Saturday is going to be, oh, baby, I saw a word in my love. I missed you. Now, if you see your girlfriend Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, when you see her the next day in the morning, you'll be like, oh, hey, baby, how are you?
Yeah.
So imagine pushing it from Tuesday to Saturday from January to March.
Yeah.
Because how much is going to make you want to can't wait to see you? You start being creative with your imagination. Yeah. You start describing her smile. Because you're thirsty. Mind.
It's like a big bucket of water between you guys. If you're long distance, there's a big bucket of water. You guys are just pouring affection into that bucket constantly. And then when you see each other, you get to finally like get into the water, drink it. Whereas the other couple is just every day, it's just one cup. You just separated, finish the gap. Hey, how are you? That's how it is. Yeah. That's how it is. That's how I see it.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think we can head on to the last section.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me what would make the most unforgettable girl for you based on everything that you've said, and I will do the same, or I will just co-sign yours. So basically, it's our final remarks, but it's like you're painting the most unforgettable girl. And you can be as vain or as... not, what's the opposite of vain? As real or as possible.
As raw.
As raw. But yeah.
As
I can go first. I can go first.
Yeah, go first. I want to hear
so for me, I don't want to say beauty. Yeah. Because yeah? I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But I do want to say a woman that takes care of themselves.
Sure. Good one, yeah.
Very, very important. A woman that, takes care of themselves consistently.
Control C?
Oh, you copy it?
Yeah.
At a restaurant, at home, even in bed. Like, baby.
I put a deep pajamas.
Yeah, I put on a two-piece, man.
Why you know about the ANC shirt? It's sharp. Like, ANC shirt is fine. As long as it's post-Jacob Zuma. Well, no, you're still wearing Tabun Begi. 2025. That's when I get worried. I'm like, how old is this shirt, poison? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So I'd say that. And then I would say attention to detail.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And then I would say the ability to submit. Mm. Yeah. I think we never spoke about it, but I'm saying the ability to submit to me as your leader and as your man.
Yeah.
Ladies, don't submit to buddies, please. Submit to men that are worthy of you submitting to them. Because if you submit to a man that is weak, you will literally inhibit yourself from growing.
You will also be weak. We're also talking about... on a
submit group, to the strong.
We're actually talking about our group chat about how your partner reflects you.
It's a reflection of you. Yeah.
She's a reflection of you. The mirroring thing, actually. It's actually a big topic. The reflection thing. It's in budgets and stuff and whatever. And what's out the saying is that if you submit to a person, I want to say not that's weak. I want to say you want to submit to a man that's not ready for a relationship. You will feel it in how you are treated and how you behave as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going there. And then I'd say education. It's also very important to me. Any field. Lawyer. HR.
Yeah.
Engineer. Medicine.
Nurse.
Yeah, it's medicine. Yeah. So I've said attention to detail.
Beauty of the beholder.
Taking care of themselves.
Beauty of the beholder.
Beauty of the beholder. I've said education.
Yeah.
And then one thing I want
to
say is...
attention to detail. You also said attention to detail.
Yeah. I'm trying to paint like what makes you smile the most.
I can see you close. Your smile is coming out. It's close.
Yeah. This is someone that like...
you want to think about where I go?
Like, someone that wants you.
Yeah.
In all, like, aspects. Physically, emotionally. Like, a partner that yearns for you.
Yeah.
So make sure you date the right person before you want to become a memorable person. I'm done.
Okay. So, beauty of the beholder, definitely copy-paste. attention to detail, definitely copy-paste. But for me, it's the heart. Eh? Like, I want to see, like, if I place you in a random group of... you know, Afrikaans friends that I just randomly got on a random weekend and we're brying. What type of person are you going to be now? Like, I'm uncomfortable or you just nice to everyone. I really like nice and kind people.
It's a nice analogy. It's a nice way to go and test somebody's character.
Yeah. I really like nice and kind people. It always reflects at restaurants. I always see how they speak to the waiter. Do they ask the name? Do they care when the name comes? You know, when the waiter comes, my name is Tabiso. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't care for people's names at restaurants.
That's the type of person you are.
But I do be reading the name tag.
Yeah,
I try remember.
Yeah, okay, I try. And I try to say the name when I'm lying. When I'm getting the bill. I try to remember.
I don't remember when they say. I remember when I look.
Obviously, if it's hard and now it's, you know, wada, it's a long sentence. Now the name. That's when I start saying Zé, friend, Chomi, Malumi, Abuti. It's not has to be racist. It's just me. I can't pronounce everything, guys. I'm just a person. I'm human. Yeah, that's what they used to call me, Lebo Gang, in high school. I didn't complain. Some people can't pronounce. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, very kind person.
Character heart, I see it.
Very biggest thing. Because I've dated girls that, let's say, everyone is hungry. Everyone's complaining. We're in a group. Everyone's hungry. She can open up a packet of chips and eat alone. in secret and not share. I don't like women like that.
Yeah.
I want a woman who says, you know, even though I'm hungry, guys, let's all be this
would
together.
Would you want a woman that rather shares with everybody or keeps the food for later?
Now you're going high.
Somebody can sacrifice their hunger.
I like teamwork also. I like teamwork. A person that thinks of me and also a community. So that's a different story. Yeah. But yeah, that's a nice one. I like a woman that says, baby, like, you know, at a function, she's like, I got scaffolding for us later. That, I like those things. But yeah, that's just my opinion, bro. And then what else is there that's very important? Mental health strength. Like the strength of the mental health.
Gotta be strong, man.
You gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
You have to be strong.
You have to be strong.
Yeah, man.
I look at the people that have mental health issues.
Yeah.
Should really hyper focus on that before they even think about dating, loving.
No, no, we deserve love too. Don't listen to Tazo. But just get your, don't use your mental health as an excuse to behave badly in your relationship.
Also, like, don't let a relationship prevent you from working on your mental health.
Yeah, yes. So now you can't be
mental
now.
Mental health issues don't have to be forever.
Yes, but now I'm saying you can't now be in, your partner comes home, voila. Now the vibe is bad at home because we're not only depression. For us, it's Friday.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode.
No, wait. For us, it's Friday. You as a man, you're coming home, a woman is crying at home, mental health, totally depression, babe. It's Friday. Any other day, you could have been sad. You could have been, it's Friday today. Thursday was good also. Wednesday was good. Tuesday was good. You chose today. Let's think about how your emotions impact other people in a relationship. It's a very important skill that though. A lot of people don't know this.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes I feel bad, but I'll say to myself, you know what? I need to digest this in the most possible way, in the most healthiest way. It won't affect a partner. I can still vent.
Yeah.
But now I'm not going to, what's wrong? I don't know. What's wrong? I don't know. Now you're talking to a person who doesn't forgot how to speak. I don't know. How can you, Tato, in your own body, not understand how you feel? Hit me now, and I'll tell you I don't know how I feel. I'm going to feel angry. Give me money. I don't know how I feel. I'm going to feel happy. I'm too scared to say I'm sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't like dating girls. Like, rather just tell me I'm sad. I need a moment. Please get out of my face. Then I don't know. I don't know. Now I'm thinking, what does she know? What does she know that I don't know that she knows I don't know? Now everyone in the house is stressed because you don't know. It's a very difficult position to be in, a man. That's why I say, women, ladies, I don't know is a very, it's a trigger warning in a man's heart. Please, man.
That was it, everybody.
Now you can say thank you,
Sita. That was it, everybody. Yes. We'll see you guys next week. Please make sure you guys subscribe.
Bye-bye.